Every month we put the spotlight on the entrepreneur you. Thanks to the guests on behalf of Grow, growbusiness.org to follow along. I only get the best CEO, president of Grow, Bonnie Nawara. Bonnie, happy
Shelley.
End of March.
Thank you. Yay. Happy Good Friday.
Yes, it's a good, I often say Good Friday, and yes. Today is a Good Friday for those in the Christian faith. So
yes.
I hope you have a good day. I'm off to Indiana later this afternoon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Celebrating Easter with mom and dad.
Mom and dad and family. Brother's family will be there. So I have to bring my nephew home, and he has to experience the, he's here at Kendall, and he has to experience a road trip with three Jack Russells. What happens
sure
in that car is going to stay in that car.
It'll be a great bonding
three Jack
experience.
Russells in the front seat. Think about that. Enough about me. Let's talk about the entrepreneur. What's an entrepreneur, Bonnie?
Oh, an entrepreneur is a trailblazer. It is a risk taker. Many, many things.
That's you.
Yes, I am an entrepreneur, Shelley.
Hey, what's Grow?
And Grow is a resource that serves those entrepreneurs. So we work with women, and we help them launch, advance, and sustain their businesses. We've been doing this for 26-plus years.
That's great. So if one, I know we have some talking points, but if one is ready to start his or her own business or reach for the stars, come talk to you.
Yes. We have a website. It's growbusiness.org. And first entry point for us is what we call our Intro to Grow. It's a free hour-long orientation, and it tells you everything you need to know about the resources that we have to offer.
I want to, I guess, kind of not be all over the map here, but I know your mission is strong. But I also want to get into some upcoming events, such as Unstoppable.
Yes, Unstoppable. It's tomorrow from 10 to 5.
That's at the museum.
Yes.
Which we talked about with Sia and Jen yesterday.
Yes.
So what's Grow's involvement?
Well, initially Grow met with Graham to talk about doing some initiative around their current exhibit among women in enterprise. And so out of this conversation came the event that's happening tomorrow, where we actually partnered with the Graham, the Art Museum, Grow, Local First, Avenue of the Arts, poor Jen, I forget, Avenue of the Arts. And
how can you forget Jen and her hair?
I know. And she's so vivacious, too, you know. So we partnered to do this day-long initiative of working with artists and bringing them tips and tools on how they can convert their art into an actual business.
Well, kudos to you for being there. And I know we're also going to speak about you on Monday with those from the Gazelle Girl Half Marathon 5K. What's your involvement here?
Oh, the 5K and the Half Marathon for Gazelle Girl. We are.
Which one are you running?
I'm doing the 5K. There's actually Women's Lifestyle, Bada Bada Boom, one of our Grow businesses, is actually doing an interview. They did an interview. I'll be in this month's edition on running the marathon or the 5K. So it'll be interesting because really I'm not a runner, as you know, Shelley, but I run, walk, and it's fun. It's very rewarding. Anyway, we are fortunate to be the charity of choice from Gazelle Girl. We receive part of the proceeds from that.
That's great.
Yeah.
So more on reviewing your services, letting you are bringing entrepreneurs into studio, but let's spend some time talking about Grow and why we do care. What's Start Smart?
Start Smart is probably the entry point after Intro, and that is it's 3 hours long. It's one night, 3 hours long, and it is a workshop on. It kind of helps you ascertain if you have the attributes to be a business owner, and so we take you through some assessment steps, and we also help you begin to develop through what we call the Lean Canvas model. Help you develop your business profile. So, how is your business different than your competitor's business on the street? We help you think that through.
There would then be, and I don't know if we're going on the journey here, but what's the Small Business Growth and Planning series?
That would be the next logical step after Start Smart. So if you go through Start Smart and say to yourself, okay, this is a journey I really want to pursue, then the next step would be enter into the Small Business Growth and Planning Series. And that's a three-part per module training. And the first module is on business basics. What's your legal entity? What are your taxes you're responsible for? Let's talk about strategic plan, right? Second module is on marketing. So that's personal branding. That's social media, internet marketing, and then traditional marketing. And then the third module is all about finances. So it's really important as a business owner that you understand your finances and that you do have your financial house in order. And so we work with you in helping you learn that information and actually set accounts up. We also work with you on how to prepare to go to the bank to get a loan.
Yes. I want to continue, but are these services that we're talking about, are there small fees associated with them?
Mm-hmm. We talked about Intro to Grow. That's free. Start Smart, the cost for that is $25. Yeah. And then the Small Business Growth and Planning Series, the cost for each module is $60. And you don't necessarily need to take all three modules, because what we find is some people come out of maybe a management position where they've done marketing for all their life, so they don't need the marketing module.
Well, it's called investment
in
yourself and your passion. Hey, tell me, Bonnie, about the business wellness checkup.
The business wellness checkup, or we call it Grow, the BWC, is a mentor-mentee program. And so we have business owners, and these are usually business owners that are in what we call that second stage. So they've been in business 2 to 3 years. They're figuring out, but they have certain stumbling blocks. And so they may come to us, and maybe it's time for them. They're thinking about adding an employee, but they have no clue what that means. So we connect them with a volunteer from our community that has expertise in HR development. And we put the two of them together, and they meet for as long and as often as they need to help that business owner work through that particular obstacle. Obstacle is not a good word. Challenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bonnie Nawara with us again, part of our Entrepreneur You Spotlight every month on behalf of Grow and their guests. You want to talk about Grow Connects?
Yes. Grow Connects is a fairly new program for us, birthed out of Mary Hartfield's brilliant mind, our program manager, right?
Yes.
And it is about having a series of monthly luncheons that are specific skill sets. So I know that one of them that's coming up, and I don't know the exact date, is around marketing on social media. And we did one with Google World. It's like, let us figure out what SEO means and how to set up a website. We're talking about having one around HR issues. So it's specific issues to small business owners. And it's usually based around a lunch. And we try to hold them. Like our next one is at Roots Brew, which is a brand new business that
Roots
we just. Roots Brew?
Roots Brews. That sounds like that's focused around a beer.
No, coffee, actually.
Oh,
Roots Brew.
Okay.
Yeah. They're a new business that we just did some micro lending for. So we try to have these at our businesses.
Supporting each other.
Yes.
Talk to me about micro lending.
Many people in the community probably already know this, but we are an SBA intermediary micro lender. It means the SBA loans us money. We in turn loan it to the businesses. Business pay us back. We pay the SBA back. We do what's called character lending. So you may have some credit issues, and we don't necessarily look at your credit score, but we look at how well you know your business, how vested you are in your business. I mean, do you truly have a plan? Do you know how that plan works? Have you put a lot of thought into it? Have you done some good financial forecasting and figuring out, you know, what your break even is. And so we look at all of those areas when we do micro lending. And if you don't have information on that area, in those areas, and you're interested in a loan, don't let that scare you, because we can help you develop that business plan, and we can help work with you to do that financial forecasting.
Great. Again, the opportunities are there. Biggest risk or fear is making that first ask for help.
Yeah, that first step is tough sometimes.
What's on the horizon?
Oh, yeah, really cool stuff. We have just been notified that we have received our CDF CFI designation, and that stands for Community Financial Development Institute. And what that is going to allow us to do probably by the end of 2017 is we will be able to expand our lending capacity. So right now in the micro lending area, the maximum amount of money that we can loan is $50,000. When the CDFI is up and functional, we'll be able to loan up to $250,000. It also gives us access to newer funds to lend. So we're very excited about that.
You know, every dollar counts. So yes. the big, the little, and the in between. So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Empower Her.
Empower Her is a program that we're, it's a model that's currently being run on the West Coast by a women's business center like Grow called We Ventures. And it is a mentor-mentee program, and that we're going to be working with women who are driving some revenue, but not enough revenue to be self-sustainable. And we're going to bring them into groups, cohort groups of 10, and work with them for a 10-month period and help them develop the skills to work on their business and not in their business. And so that is develop the skills to look strategically at their business. So how can they raise revenues? What are the resources they need to align themselves with?
Also on my list is the talk of a startup business training for the Hispanic market.
Yes. We're working diligently on that one. We're hoping to, I'm hoping in the next 3-4 months. Sometimes, you know, it's like running a nonprofit's a lot like running a business. I mean, you have these ideas and you just have to keep plodding along in them. But in the next 3 or 4 months, hoping to begin work on developing a new startup program for the Hispanic market to be taught in Spanish. So we have done some research. There is a need out there, not only in Kent County, but in Ottawa County and the Lakeshore counties. And so we're working diligently on that. We'll keep you posted.
Can you go, but I want to ask about the nonprofit as a business. Shouldn't a nonprofit be run like a business?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I can tell you based on the interview, you know, 6 years ago that I had and coming on board with Grow, that one of the reasons that I was hired is because I was a business owner for 20 years. And so I'm familiar with the trials, especially in entrepreneurial development, with the trials and the challenges of starting and growing a business.
Biggest challenges?
For nonprofits? I think the biggest challenge for nonprofits is always resources, particularly resources around capacity building. And we, in the nonprofit world, we talk about this. We have some wonderful funders out there, but oftentimes the funding is around programs. Well, you can have your programs, but if you don't have the internal support, the organizational support, you're only as effective as those behind you, the team behind you that helps deploy these things. So that's one of the biggest challenges. But, you know, Grow's been very successful in overcoming that. And we have some, again, we have some wonderful, wonderful funders. Funders that have taken what we call some non-traditional, non-traditional chances and have given us funds for things that they wouldn't normally fund.
Yep. All right, coming full circle again, what must be put on our list when it comes to Grow and being an entrepreneur?
Well, I think the two things is, number one, the Unstoppable event tomorrow. In addition to Local First and Avenue of the Arts, we also have Creative Many joining us. And the event is from 10 to 5. And there's all kinds of workshops like Introduction to Women, Art, and Social Change, and then Measure What Matters. It's going to be great. There's also going to be a bazaar. Yes. So our women artists will be selling their product. It's free. Entrance to the Gram is free. You can see the new exhibits that they have. So it's just a great opportunity to learn. And also, if you've never been to the Gram, great opportunity to the Gram. And then Gazelle Girl, which is April 17th. You know, are you doing the two
yes.
and a half?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Big advocate for that.
You know,
I'll look at the posting, but it's all done, Shelley. See where your name is. I'm always towards the bottom of my age bracket, which is, as long as I'm not at the bottom, I figure I'm doing good.
We've all been there, Bonnie. It's all relative. It's the finish.
Yes, the counts.
It's the counts.
Yes, it is. It's always, I said this in the interview that I did for Women's Lifestyle, it is always very empowering for me to cross that finish line, whether I'm walking or running. It's very empowering.
But I also understand if you're usually, you know, in the top seed with things in life.
Yes.
You know, being the 18th on 18 participants, it's a tough pill to swallow, but give that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bonnie, one more time, how do we find out more about Grow?
Growbusiness.org, or our phone number is 458-3404.
Great. See you and yours next month.
Thanks, Shelley.